Welcome to the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast with me, Nicole Sachs. You are here. Hello, guys. How are you today? This is Nicole Sachs, and you have reached my podcast, The Cure for Chronic Pain. Welcome to it. You hear my deep breath. This is not an episode I planned on recording, so I'm kind of gearing myself up for it. So let me start by saying that if you are familiar with the last 11 weeks of my series, which was the summer series, sometimes I give you like a really produced, planned out podcast. And some weeks on my travel weeks, I do something a little bit more off the cuff. So this is a travel week for me, and it was a plan regardless to do something that was a little less produced, a little lighter. You know, one of the things that I've been hearing a lot on SpeakPipe is that you guys are asking about interviews and real-time heals and wanting some guidance from me on the best ones, on the most impactful ones. So I figured on some of these travel weeks, I can do a best of episode. I can bring on a real-time heal or something that I found really, really educational and informative from the last few years of the podcast and, you know, do an intro and share that with you, maybe give you some good guidance. And so, you know, one of these weeks that will certainly happen. So that was the plan for this week. And then something unexpected happened, something really unexpected, because I have not had any significant TMS in my body or in my life for, I would say, about 7 years. And the only reason I'm using that specific number is I remember the last time it happened. I rarely get really I rarely get TMS that makes me stop in my tracks. You know, I'll get like a slight headache and, you know, I'll do my work or I'll do a journal speak or I'll practice the right mindset and, you know, it'll go. It'll go usually within an hour, certainly within the day. But about 4 days ago, I was walloped. I was hit by serious TMS. And you know, although I don't love getting on here and talking about stuff that cringes me, I also know that my whole objective with this podcast is to be authentic, to show up where I am. And so when I was thinking about this week's episode and I was talking to Lisa, my partner, and my producer, she said, why don't you just do a real-time heal on you? And I was like, damn, all right. I guess that's what I'm doing. And immediately when she said it, I knew it was the right thing to do. So here we are. So today, the real-time heal is going to be me. And just in case you are not familiar with the part of my series that is real-time heal, what I have done in the past is I receive emails from people. And they tell me what's going on with them. And I pick people who don't consider themselves success stories. They're still very much in the thick of it, but also have done enough of this work where it's not completely green to them, because I know 1 hour on a podcast is not going to be enough time to explain everything to someone who's totally new and to give them any help. So that's where I usually populate my real-time heals. And what I do is I do a really interesting thing. I just do a cold therapy session right on air. We don't have a conversation prior to that. I don't know them personally, but I've been in private practice since 2000 before I closed it up a couple of years ago for the most part. And so I do this. This is my job. This is what I do. I'm a therapist and I do the session on air, and it's always really, really amazing because in the moment, we are able to really come to some beautiful truths. I'm able to really dig deep in certain areas and help them hone the tools they need to recover, to substantially recover, because none of us are ever completely recovered. We are walking around humans living a human life, but it's a really awesome experience. And so it's so rare that I get such a wallop of TMS. And so I decided to do my own real-time heal here today. So I have no idea what's going to come from it, but let's just jump in. So just in case you aren't aware, TMS is Dr. Sarno's umbrella term, tension myositis syndrome, his umbrella term under which all mind-body illness resides. And when I say mind-body illness, there's no difference between mind-body illness and regular illness. There's no difference between a symptom that I would call TMS, meaning a fibromyalgia, back, neck, shoulder, knee, hip pain, stomach issues, headaches, migraines, pelvic pain, skin disorders, etc. The way that shows up in the body is the way it shows up in the body. So people who aren't familiar with this work would just say, I have a problem and it is in my body. And the way I look at the world and the way Dr. Sarno looked at the world is we live in a mind-body system. And sometimes you feel things in your heart and sometimes you feel things in your body, and they are literally interchangeable. And when indeed your emotional reservoir, your repressed trauma, your stored emotions, your triggers from relationship issues, when they are too much for the heart and the mind to continue to repress and manage in order for us to live a day-to-day life, they spill over into the body. And as I mentioned here on the podcast often, Bessel van der Kolk would call that when the body keeps the score, and Gabor Mate might call that when the body says no, and Dr. Sarno would call it TMS. And really all it means is when you are suffering, there is a solution you might not know about that involves looking at the genesis of the pain, not just the symptom itself. So that's when I call TMS, that's what I mean, which is it's pain or it's a symptom or a syndrome, but really what it is the offloading of the emotional reservoir that doesn't know where else to go, because we can only take so much. And so that's just a really short primer on what I talk about here on this podcast. So what happened to me this week is I woke up about 4 days ago and I felt it coming on. It was a super tension in my shoulders, in my shoulder blades, in the back of my neck, probably everything from the scapula on up. And if you want to really get a sense of where I was hurting, just shrug your shoulders up to your ears, and everything that shrugs was hurting me. So the first day I woke up with it, it was just like a dull pain. It was an invitation. As you may know, we are in the midst of a 28-day challenge on this podcast. And when I say 28-day challenge, I mean that I've invited this community as of last week to participate with me, alongside me and Lisa, who are both doing it, an everyday journal speak practice for 20 minutes followed by a 10-minute loving kindness meditation. And if you're looking for guidelines, you can listen to last week's episode, and it's called Deep Dives, TMS Deep Dives. And so you can listen to that if you want to hear more about it, but we're in the midst of that. So I have been journal speaking every day since last Friday. And more on that, because it's interesting that this is when my TMS came up, TMS that hasn't affected me this much for years. And so in the midst of this 28-day challenge, I woke up with this pain, and it wasn't horrible yet. And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm just got to get to my journal speak. And I did that day. I did my 20 minutes. And as the day went on, the pain increased. And by the next morning, which is now 3 days ago, I woke up and I could literally barely turn over in bed. The pain was searing. The pain was so bad in certain parts of my shoulder blades, and the way it kind of shot down my shoulder blade, almost like an electric shock. Some people experience this in sciatica, which is another major TMS equivalent. It took my breath away. It made me feel like super nauseous. It was really bad. And, you know, so I want to explain to you me in this scenario. I do not get frightened when this happens to me, nor am I surprised. Even though it's been 7 years since this happened to me, I am not surprised or scared. I'm just annoyed because, oh, who wants to deal with their TMS? It's annoying. And also I'm sort of deflated because I'm like, man, I got to do the like real work, because I've done the real work many, many times, my friends. But as you know, I don't think that journal speak is a life sentence, and I certainly don't think you need to do it every day for the rest of your life. You use it as part of your toolkit when you need it. And so, you know, I'm a human being just like you. When I get an assignment, which this was certainly an assignment written by my body, I know what I have to do the work. And that's a drag, A. And B, it can make you angry. It can make you annoyed. Like, oh, one more thing. My life is so hectic right now. I have to do this now. You know, so that was my first reaction. And let's remember, we are not responsible for our first reaction to anything. We're only responsible for our next reaction because our first reaction is a reflex and it is born of history and trauma and, you know, natural emotional response. And so, you know, don't beat yourself up if your first reaction is what mine was, which is anger, annoyance, and deflation. You know, I was just, you know, incredibly irritated, but oh well, you know, here we are. And so, so when I woke up the second morning, I think it was the weekend, so I didn't have to get up. So I essentially just, you know, dragged myself to the bathroom to pee, came back, grabbed my computer, and right there at 6 a.m, she turned the light on and did my 20 minutes of journal speak. And because I was in actual so much pain, which by the way, you know, no matter what we think of pain, there's a part of it that you got to admit really wakes you the hell up. I mean, you know, I see pain as a gift because I don't look at pain as negative. I look at pain as strong stimulation and information. And it was bad enough that I was not messing with my journal speak. I was going there. And, you know, as I always tell you, I write for 20 minutes like a maniac and then I erase it or throw it out, rip it up if I'm doing it by hand. So I don't even remember what I wrote about specifically. But what I do know is I have a lot going on in my life that is very high energy, very high emotion, very high stakes. And that brings with it tremendous stress and tremendous excitement and tremendous anticipation and then tremendous fear that I'm not going to get what I want. And then all of my caretaking kicks in and my codependency, you know, like I have to make sure that everything that goes on in my life is also good for my children and good for my mother. And, you know, I have a lot of changes going on and those things bring big feelings. So the one thing I want to say here in part as part of my real time heal is that it's not just fear and anger and shame and trauma that brings TMS. It's any big feelings, major excitement, major anticipation, that's a big one. Because your mind-body system doesn't always know the difference between anxiety and excitement, especially if you don't really know how you're feeling, especially if you don't take the time to know how you're feeling, which I certainly had not been. But interestingly enough, I was on the, I don't know, fourth or fifth day of the 28-day challenge doing my journal speak every day. So it's interesting, but not surprising that my TMS kicked up. And a lot of people ask this question. This is a major frequently asked question in this work, which is, why is it getting worse before it gets better? And I say, because you are stirring the pot. So if you picture a literal pot with sludge at the bottom and water up to the top, you know, after a while, the sludge just settles and it's just there, gross on the bottom, but the water could look relatively clear. And if you put a spoon in there and you stir it up, it's going to look cloudy. It might look worse before it looks better, but that's the only way to sift out the yuck. It's the only way to permanently and in an enduring fashion, if you're looking to heal, get this shit out. Get it out. Scoop it out. We are done living half alive, right? And so when I started the 28-day challenge, you know, and I wasn't really – I wasn't thinking about how many big things that I've had go on in my life, let's say in the past 6 months to 2 years, even through COVID. I've had a lot of change. And I wasn't thinking about the fact that here I am doing my own 28-day challenge. Maybe I'm going to stir up the pot. I really literally wasn't thinking about it, but I'm sure that has to do with it. So I did my journal speak, and by the end of the 20 minutes, I did not feel any better. Okay, so this is just so important for you to know because I am the guru of this stuff. I truly am. I understand it left, right, and center. I studied with Dr. Sarno. I've been guiding people through it for 20 plus years. It doesn't mean I'm immune to it because this is called being a human being. You don't get out of this alive. Human beings have to live a human experience, and that involves big feelings. And thank God, because that's why we're here. We're here to love big and cry hard and connect with each other, and that is why we're here. And so I did not feel better, and it was very annoying. And I didn't expect it to be any different, but you know, there's always part of your mind, or at least I'll speak for myself, my mind, that I like to live in the fantasy that like, okay, you know, wipe my hands of it. I'm better now. Look, I did my journal speak, okay? It's not how it went. So now I'm in my day, and I did my meditation as well, 20-minute meditation. I just needed as much as I could get. And I'm in my day, and it starts to occur to me. Now, I want to tell you guys, this is my real-time heal, not yours. So not everything I'm saying is going to translate into your life. But for me, it started occurring to me that there was some stuff I've been putting off that is really triggering for me. And I'm not going to get into it in terms of details, but like emails I had to write, communication I had to have, phone calls I needed to make, stuff I've been putting off. So, and this is why it's also a bit of a spiritual process, I believe, because I do believe when you do your journal speak and your meditation, you're calling in your highest good. So if you're a person that is spiritual, you could be, say, you're calling in your higher power, your higher guides, the energy of the universe, you know, whatever. And if you're not a spiritual person, you could just say you're calling in like your best self, your best thinking. You're digging deep for your most inner knowing. And so whatever you want to call it, I think what happened in that journal speak, and once again, I erased it right after, so I don't even really remember what I said there either. I cleared out enough of the weeds in there that I think what started to occur to me that I had actually things to do. I wasn't going to think my way into better feelings. Life is a behavior modification program. I had to act my way into better feelings in that particular situation. So I got down to it through my pain, and it's like this neck situation. And so as I was like leaning down, like looking down at my computer, it hurt me. And I was like, guess here we are, you know, get in the back, you know, strap in, we're doing this now. And so, and you know, I didn't even take like Advil or anything like that, because for a headache or things like that, those meds do take off the edge for me. But with this kind of muscular pain, and I think a lot of people understand this, if you have like really bad neck, hip, back, knee pain, meds don't help. And even opioids, believe it or not, don't really help, not for long. And of course, they're horribly addictive. I'm very against them. And so I never take stuff like that. So I didn't even take anything. I just said, you know, and this is just for me, but I just said, I'm just going to just be here with it. I'm just going to sit quietly with it. I'm not going to need it to be gone. I'm going to understand that I'm living in the solution right now. I did my work, and now I'm going to do my next right considered action, which was starting on this journey of these things that I have been putting off. So I started little by little. I wrote an email. I had a phone conversation. I had a really impactful, actually, phone conversation, and it went better than I even thought it would, to be honest. And I started doing things, okay? And as I'm going through, and then I start talking to the people in my life with whom I connect. I had a conversation with Lisa. I had a conversation with my therapist. It just so happened that I had him on the schedule that day. And I start sharing what I'm going through. And I'm not saying that the pain just drains out of my body, but if it was a 10 when I woke up in the morning, by midday when I'd done my journal speak, my meditation allowed that to kind of sink into my cells and then had these conversations, I'd say that was down to like a 4 or a 5. And I just kept walking through the day, left foot, right foot, breathe. And I allowed the dread to rise. There is dread. I allowed how many days is this going to last? I'm traveling this week. I have so much I want to do. This is too important to me. I allowed all the feelings. But when fear tempted me to lock them up and to hold them tight within me, I said, no, 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 no. Let's have the feelings without the fear and the meaning. Let's just have this conversation with myself. And I didn't shut them down. Because, you know, there's two things that can happen with uncomfortable feelings. Either we can feel them, but allow that sort of cesspool of thought to just continue. But what if, but what if, but what happens? That's one way. And another, and these are two negative ways. And the other way is that we can say, no, 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 I'm not feeling that, and just shove it down. I didn't do either of those things in my real-time heal. I let them come up. I acknowledged them. I said, yeah, I see that. I feel that. I don't want to travel with this pain. I don't want to be where I'm going and to be limited. I got it. Yeah, I got it. And that was yesterday. And then I went to sleep acknowledging that I don't want to wake up with this pain again, just allowing myself to have that feeling. You're allowed to have desires. You don't have to be a perfect student. You don't have to say, oh, I'm fantastic with this pain. It's amazing. I'm just going to learn what I need to learn. Like, you're allowed to not like it. You're allowed to feel resentful, but you just have to allow it to be a feeling. So let me just tell you that what I'm describing to you here is the embodiment of allow, name, stay, release. This is what we're teaching here. This is what we've been talking about all summer. It's the answer. Allow, name, stay, release. A-N-S-R, the answer. I allowed it. The pain was an invitation and I allowed it. I didn't lock it up. I didn't panic. I allowed it to be with me, to be my companion, because it wasn't going anywhere. It had something to show me. And then I named it. I opened up my computer, or, you know, if you have a legal pad or a journal, whatever, and I named it. I wrote it out. I did my 20 minutes on the clock. I wrote until the timer went off. When I didn't know what to write, I said, what am I doing here? I don't even know. I spoke what I thought until it was over. I allowed my heart to open. I named it. And then I stayed. I did not try to avoid what was going on. I stayed. I stayed with the thoughts. I stayed with the feelings. I stayed with the pain. I just sat with it. I surrendered. I released it in the moment. So there's all sorts of release, because I haven't completely released the pain yet, but there are little mini releases within stay. Because after you've allowed and you've named, while you're staying, you're going to feel these little releases start to happen, because you're not fighting them. You're not upping the nervous system into further fight or flight. You're relaxing into rest and repair. So I did that in stay. And then as I slept last night, as I went to sleep with intention, as I woke up this morning and I felt it a little, I allowed it to release as much as it could. And I woke up, I did my journal speak. So I named, I stayed. Answer goes over and over and over. Allow, name, stay, release. And I'm going to tell you, so now I'm midday on the fourth or fifth day of this. I think it's fourth. And I'm really feeling better. It's achy. Like, I'm moving my shoulders, I'm moving my neck. It's achy, but it's not like giving me electric shocks. It's not making me nauseous. It's certainly not making me feel like I'm going in the wrong direction. So I'm just going to keep going. So I am a work in progress, my loves. I'm a work in progress. I'm a real-time heal. You know, I live in this human body and it's like beautiful. I mean, it's not always what I want it to be, but it's like a beautiful thing that I can live in it and I can walk this earth and my legs are strong and my mind is sharp and I do the work to keep myself as healthy as I can. And when I don't do that work, I forgive myself, because we can't all just show up exactly like we want all the time. But when TMS ebbs and flows, we have to just be with it. We have to say, there you are. Wow, that makes sense. And I don't care where you are in your life, it always makes sense. There's always enough big feelings to cause something to tap us on the shoulder and say, I am an invitation to go deeper. I'm an invitation to know yourself more. I'm an invitation to broaden your ability to see complexity in life. I'm an invitation to better your relationships and get more connected, and get more connected to yourself. That's all pain and suffering is. It's an invitation. And if we can see it as such, then we can employ the tools we need to heal. And these tools are the tools I'm handing you here. Always journal speak, mindset, meditation, understanding how we talk to fear, understanding why we give meaning to the things we give meaning to. I mean, it's all part of being alive, but it's all part of understanding we have so many tools. And once you get in the belief of this work, you know, my work has three main facets: believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself. When you're really in belief, this kind of stuff isn't scary as much as it's just hard work, but it's not frightening, because you know what to do. You say, ah, I see. I know. I know I don't have to run to a doctor or a pill or a treatment. I see what's going on. And I'm going to tell you guys something. If my pain was a 10, really searing, 2 days ago, now it's like a 3, and it's going to go away completely. I'm going to keep walking this path, and that is what's available to you. And I know why I'm feeling this, and it's not stuff I can fix all today, to be honest with you. I mean, I can feel into it, and I can do those few things I did yesterday and will continue to do, like not hide from the stuff I have to do, but I also can't fix everything in my life right now that's causing me stress, like not even by a long shot. There's so many things that are left unwritten as of yet. There's so many parts of it that are yet to be revealed. And I would, you know, I'll be able to take more next right considered actions when I know what the next stepping stone in front of me is. So like these are not, it's not necessary to solve all your problems or to get right with everything in order to have the pain go away. It's just to show up for yourself and to use these tools and to allow name, stay, and release. So, for all of my loves out there doing the 28-day challenge, good on you. We're doing this, aren't we? And if you haven't yet begun the 28-day challenge, or if you began it late, please, who cares? Just do it. You can always go over the 28 days when I announce that we're done here. Just, you know, make it 28 days for yourself. But if you are first listening to this today, start today. Do this for yourself. And don't be scared that it might get worse before it gets better, because do you want to heal? Do you want a full and rich and expansive life? Do you want to be inspired? Do you want to walk around awake and alive? Do you want to love the people in your life that you love and not feel blocked from that connection? Do you want to be out of pain? Because if the answer to any of those questions are yes, it's worth it. It's worth it that it gets worse before it gets better, if it does, which it doesn't always even. But like, I'm a real-time heal today, and it did for me, just briefly. But it's okay. It's okay. I got this, and so do you. So welcome to my brain. Thank you for sitting with me in it today for a half hour about. And I hope this helped you, and I hope it inspired you, and I hope it showed you don't have to show up perfectly in life for life to be a success, because I feel like a great success today. And that's that. All right. Well, guys, this is Nicole Sachs, and this has been the Cure for Chronic Pain podcast, Real-Time Heal Edition, and I will see you next week. All right. Lots of love. Bye-bye.